Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Get on the jugs.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
And there's a party going on. Big City Wings, Morton Ranch. All you got to do is, I can't get it through that window, but I can't get it through that window, and I can't afford them lights, brother. Morton Ranch, y'all come out and hang with us. I'm holding old pigskin over here, and I almost threw it across the bar. My natural
you
reaction.
You thought about it, didn't you?
My natural reaction is to spin it. There was
you could have done it, man.
Yeah, no, there ain't no doubt. Not
saw
about
you
now.
Throw it through
not,
that not, reef hey, in Baytown. Now,
hey, if Sam wasn't there, I think you'd have thrown it.
I think you would have tried to get it right to them lights. That is not true. I can't afford them hanging lights right there.
Thrown it.
And I don't want to hit. I'd hit old boy in the head right there.
He already lost a shot. I bet you can't hit Sam right now.
No, I got Sam all day long. Sam, you got his hands out of your pocket all day long. Ooh, the elbow still.
There you go.
At Morton Ranch, Big City Wings, new joint out here, new location out here. Come out, hang with us. We got plenty of room, plenty of seats. It's a good little party going on here.
Nah, we're
gonna
give away. Sam, I'd have killed you if you'd have dropped that ball, boy.
I'd have crushed you. We're gonna give away a $50 Academy Sports and Outdoors gift card. In fact, if you're in the building and you hadn't signed up for the raffle yet, make sure you do that. We're gonna pull for that. We're gonna pull this for this Academy Sports and Outdoors gift card here. Before too long, but if you're out there, you're driving around, come through Big City Wings. What we have is that there are QR codes all around the building, and the Academy Sports and Outdoors is offering the ultimate tailgate package. And what that is a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as two seats in the suite in our Sports Radio 610 Odyssey suite for the Christmas Day game. Versus the Baltimore Ravens. So $1,000 at Academy Sports and Outdoors. You can get all your gear. You can get all your tailgating goods. You can buy whatever you want, to be honest with you. Ain't nobody watching you. And then you can show up at the game and hang out with us. You can hang out with our staff. Great people, great food, great drinks. It's a great way to watch the Texans game. It's the second largest suite in the stadium. Of course, Cal McNair and Hannah McNair, the McNair family, wouldn't let us have the biggest suite. So, again, the ultimate tailgate prize pack, Academy Sports and Outdoors. Thank those guys for making it happen. Come through, scan the QR code, sign up, boom, we're good to go. All right, Bobby Slowick, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
When Bobby Slowick speaks, I'm going to be honest with you, I get a little turned on.
I know.
I get a little turned on. When a man can talk football in depth and off the rip, answer questions, it'll turn me on a bit. And at the end of the day, Bobby Slowick spoke about a couple of things. And last week, I've rant and raved, gone on and on, we all have, about the Texans' run game and what they were able to do against the Indianapolis Colts, particularly against the Indianapolis Colts' defensive front last week. We all know it. Joe Mixon went for 159 on 30 carries. Overall, they rushed for over 200 yards against that front. That's a hell of a deal. Out of the gate, after Mixon and Tunsil and several guys were limited for the most of training camp, to come out and run the football that well was a big deal. And I don't think, Ron, that that most folks understand how big of a deal that is, how powerful that is. And Bobby Slowick, he went ahead and addressed that particular question today. And so I want you to listen up. What the Texans did last week was win a football game and run the ball well, right? But what does that really mean? Here's what Bobby Slowick believes in.
Yeah, I mean, like I've talked about before, like the run game really kind of sets the table. It allows us play pass, keepers, and then gets guys thinking about it when we go drop back. You know, you get a lot of loaded boxes when they start to get worried about it. And you can put them in a bind if they want to keep playing shell and split safety stuff. So it just helps empower us to do whatever we feel we need to do to win the game. In particular, like I think what's really underrated about running the ball is you gain a power position with controlling the clock. You know, I felt like we had multiple drives. We were on the field for what felt like 5+ minutes, you know, and for an offense it's really gratifying because, I mean, you want to be on the field. That's when it's fun. And for the defense, obviously, you know, when they're on the sideline, that gives them a little juice, that gives them a little energy, especially when they see the O-line blocking the way they were, the tight ends blocking the way they were, and Joe running it how he was.
It can be boring. He's super monotone when he's saying it, but he covered a lot of ground there, right? He talked about how if you run the football game, I mean, the run the football, all of a sudden the play action is big, the keepers are big, the misdirection's big, the reverse is big. You know, now all of a sudden they've got to insert safeties into the box, and now you got one-on-one outside. And then he hit on the big one here, Ron, which is I think the most impressive part of the Texans being able to run the football the way they did is when you can run it in a four-minute situation, when everybody under the sun that's watching the game knows you're going to run the football, when you can still get it done and you can milk the clock and you can keep Anthony Richardson, who is obviously just a big play monster, keep him off the field and just keep that clock running, Ron, that's not a good complimentary run game. That's a dominant run game. I said it earlier. Like this is when you can run the football in a complimentary fashion. That's good, and that's what I expected the Texans to be able to do this year, or at least hope they would be able to do this year. What they did last week was they ran the football in a situational manner, not just oh, it was a good run game, good run on first down. They ran the football in the red zone. They ran the football in short yardage. They ran the football in a 4-minute situation when everybody knew they were going to run the football. If you can run the football up dominantly and convincingly in the right situations, you're an elite run team. Now, they did it for 1 week, Ron. They didn't do it for 17. They did it for one, so I don't want to get too carried away, but when you can do that, that's elite stuff.
Clint, they weren't able to run it when you didn't know they were going to run it. The hell with running it when everybody knew they could. It, catching them by surprise, they weren't able to be successful running the football. So, yeah, that – and you said it coming in Monday, and I don't think it's that straight. If they show that they can run the football, hell, that was – it was more than just situationally – that they can show that they can keep somebody honest is what we said. That changes the offense. That what we saw Sunday was something completely different.
Yeah.
And if they can do that, and I think it'll be interesting to see Sunday night, Clint, does this force the Bears to have to adjust how they're going to play them? I got to believe with the ease that the Texans ran the football last week, that Matt Eberflus and his coordinator are sitting there thinking, okay, all right, well, we got to put a little bit more priority and focus to stopping the run. And that's a tough thing to do when you got C.J. Stroud and those weapons that we watched do what they did without a running game last year.
You better believe that Matt Eberflus, the head coach and the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears, his job got significantly more difficult with what he watched Joe Mixon and this offensive line do. That's the NFL's worst nightmare as it pertains to the Texans.
Because it didn't look like luck.
No, it was convincing. It wasn't just one man going off. It was,
well, they had a great day.
Yeah, it was several guys doing work. So it was convincing. The worst nightmare for the NFL, for 31 other football teams, as it pertains to the Houston Texans, who were already – I think a lot of folks were overshooting and betting on the come for the Texans before the season. But they were highly thought of. I think that's fair. Top 5-6 team in the NFL. Now they came out and showed at an elite level that they can run the football effectively. Now you got to mention them with the top two or three or four teams in the league. And it's, again, it's a conversation they deserve to be in. Now, when you look at what the Texans were able to do, again, the production was off the charts. But the question is, can Joe Mixon run the football 30 times a game in the NFL? And I know he's not going to do that for 17 weeks, but at the end of the day, can he do it consistently? Can he do it multiple games throughout the week? Can he do it back-to-back games? I think that's the biggest question. When you see 30 carries, that's a big number. Here's Bobby Slowick on exactly that. Can Joe Mixon handle the workload that we saw him handle week one versus the Colts?
Physically, I'd say he's probably one of the few guys remaining in the NFL that could handle that. I mean, there's not many offenses you're going to run the ball to the same guy 30 times over and over and over and over again every week. But I'm not really worried about his workload in that regard. Like, he's just built and has in his past done that before and is built to do that. But it really is more of, we'll give Joe the ball as many times as necessary. You know, and every game's going to wind up playing out different. So, you know, in that game, it was a 30-carry game for Joe. And when you have 30 carries and you're averaging over four, in his case, five a carry, that's a heck of a day.
It will be interesting, Ron, to see if and how they adjust. Because my response to what Bobby just said is that if you were going to give Joe Mixon a break, last week's game would have been a good time to do it. Your offensive line was eaten. Last week, Damian Pierce got in there and ran it well for three carries. You could have limited his carries last week. And I'm not suggesting that, by the way. All I'm saying is it sure appears that what Bobby Slowick just said about a guy that his body can handle that kind of load, it seems like that's what their plan is offensively at the running back position, is he's going to get 95% of the snaps.
Well, yeah, all right, he can get 95% of the snaps, but he can't get 33 touches in a game. Like, some games may call for it, and I'm with you. I thought they probably could have got Pierce in more, especially the way he was playing. I think maybe they wanted to see a little bit, but to me, it is not sustainable of 28-year-old Joe Mixon, who has had some injury stuff. I mean, Joe Mixon didn't practice for 3 weeks with leg issues earlier. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's really good right now for any back to be getting 33 carries anymore. Definitely not a 28-year-old in Joe Mixon. I hope for Joe Mixon and the running games, from their perspective, they don't keep looking at saying, all right, man, we're gonna hand the ball off that many times. It can't 33 touches? Woo! No, that can't be it. That's got to come down. And I think they'll adjust that, because that's Larry Johnson. His prime.
Yeah,
that's
look, I think they'll adjust it
because
they're hoping to play for what, 17, 20?
Yeah,
20,
that's what I'm
they're
saying.
Hoping to play 21 games, 2021 games this year.
Some games may call for it, but
I love the fact that they believe that Joe Mixon is that kind of guy. I love hearing it from the offensive coordinator, and if they have to, they got a guy that can tote that thing 30 plus times. He can touch it 30, 33 times in a game. I absolutely love that. Hey, I want to shift gears real quick, Ron. There's the Dalton Schultz situation in this game. I know he didn't practice Wednesday, Thursday. He practiced today, which is Friday. Dalton Schultz is the caliber tight end that without a doubt can afford to miss all of practice if he needs to and still be productive on Sunday and still be better than anybody else that the Texans can put out there on Sunday. And I'm talking about physically and mentally. He's just simply nobody's in the same league as him on this particular roster. So I believe he's going to be fine. I believe he's going to play. But in the instance where he doesn't play, the Texans are going to have to lean heavily into Brevin Jordan. And Brevin Jordan jumped on the scene last year, made some great plays, but I've always looked at him, and I think most of us have always looked at him as more of like a weapon type of fullback, H-back, tight end that can do a little bit of everything but really isn't a true hand-in-the-dirt tight end. His performance last week where he had some big-time blocks was impressive. Again, playing the tight end position. Here's Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator, on if Dalton Schultz has to miss any time, whether it's the whole game or just, you know, he has to give up some snaps. Brevin Jordan is going to be the player that gets those. Here's Bobby Slowick on exactly where Brevin Jordan is as a player.
I really think Brevin, from through the course of last season, like, took a massive step as far as just being a professional, like being an NFL player, and not just physically but mentally and everything that goes along with that. So he knew he had to get in his playbook. He knew he had to learn our scheme. But then he went to an extra step of, okay, like, how do I devote this extra time to taking care of my body? How do I devote this extra time to making sure on game day I'm 100%, I'm good to go, I'm looking fast? And he grew into that as the season went on, which I think everybody saw the way he played as the season went on. And then he carried that over into the offseason, and all he's continued to do is get better and better and better, even through camp all the way into this game. I mean, some of the run blocking clips he had in this last game were some of the best we've had since we've been here, and that's stuff he's been doing since training camp. So he's just embraced all phases of being an NFL player.
Now, I believe that.
Hey, you know what? You know what's interesting about that cut?
That's the best I've seen Brevin Jordan block.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And you know he's explosive. Hell, you don't lose that. But the most interesting part of that is, what did Rhett Lashley, his college coach, when he was at Miami, Rhett Lashley was his coach. What did Rhett tell us when he, after the Texans drafted him?
What did he say?
He said if he matures, he's young mentally, he's just, you know, he's not ready yet. He's not super physical. He's got, if he matures and develops, and they can ultimately, and I'm paraphrasing, so Brevin, this is not what your coach said, my boy Rhett said, but basically if they can make a man out of him, he's going to be the real deal. It sounds like him turning that corner midseason last year, he just became one of those tight ends that's not scared to get physical. Again, you know the explosive side of it. Clearly he's more of a professional and taking it serious, or else I don't know that they would have kept him around, to be honest with you, because he's been injured a couple of different times in the preseason. And so yeah, Brevin Jordan, I think the tight end position's in good hands. If Dalton Schultz can't go full go, if he misses a few series here or there, I think I feel better about Brevin Jordan being a guy that can go in there, even put his hand in the dirt and be a tight end that CJ Stroud can rely on. I'll be honest with you. Before the season started, I don't know that I'd been real comfortable with that.
No, especially when it came to the run game portion of it. And coming into it, Dalton's not known for his blocking either, but it was still different from Brevin Jordan. Especially for Brevin and Cade Stover, the areas they came from to block. It wasn't always, you know, as an end tight end. Yeah. Some of it was coming from the fullback position, which is another game changer. If they can put them on the field and run the ball effectively with them in those spots, which means they can do more things, not just running the ball with them coming out of different spots and have them on the field with other people. So, yeah, that was big for Brevin to show that, and I think you do feel more comfortable.
Hey, I think I'm fixing to get into pickleball.
It's because you've been watching it on the screen.
Sweeping the nation.
You should have gone last week.
I think I'm fixing. Should I ain't never done a damn thing. I think I'm fixing to get into pickleball. You want to get a one-on-one match going?
I'm not in the place right now physically to play pickleball.
Why not, Chief? Just, you got a bad ankle?
More of a knee. I got a knee going with me. Got a knee problem.
Maybe we ought to get the wives, man. Have a little couples game.
We played. We used to play.
Courtney will whip you into shape now.
We used to play a little bit. I took you guys.
Well, then you ought to have the advantage. We've never played.
Yeah, I took you guys to eat a little chicken and pickle out in Kansas City. We used to go up there and hang out. Do they got one here?
I didn't know this many people got into it. Like, they got people in the stands watching.
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, it's huge, yeah. Did you see them playing through the rain last week at East River 9?
I saw some people out there playing in the rain, but I didn't watch their game. I'm going to assume they were pretty good if they're playing in the rain.
I mean, it's so popular. I think it was LA Fitness. They, across the nation, have converted all of their basketball courts to pickleball courts.
Now, Tyler, can you go in this? I know with your knee.
Nah, not till I get this knee cut on again, my friend. Used to love playing tennis all the time with the wife, though.
Tyler, you can't play pickleball because of your knee?
I legit have something torn in there, man. Like, it's bad.
You can't even play pickleball.
Yeah, I know. It was the ACL. I thought you got it fixed.
Oh, I'm a
Well, I had that surgery back in the day, but... And that was a torn ACL and a meniscus, but something's wrong with it the last year or two. I got to just make the time to go get it checked out, you know?
What'd you do, bump the couch again when you was drunk?
No. I probably pivoted wrong one day.
Did you fall down the stairs at McIntyre's?
You pivoted wrong.
So there aren't any stairs at McIntyre's. Joke's on you.
No, there absolutely is.
Oh, when you downtown walk
out
there
front,
is.
Nope, that one you go to. When you walk out that front, going to the parking lot, there's stairs right there.
My man is shaking his head right there like he knows.
Absolutely. Tyler, we stood next to him.
Tyler's duck. It's right there, the stairs. Tyler's dug in. My man is yelling from here.
Why are you
giving me crap for my knee? That's a big-ass beer he got over there, by the way.
Hey, why don't y'all finish this off so we can go to break here?
Fair.
As we continue here.
We were standing right next to those stairs when we realized
Tyler, I need you to get ready for this.
They don't wear bras in public anymore.
Oh, tonight, like four steps. Sorry, Ron, I'm done.
Well, that's four steps. That's
coming up next.
I need you to get ready for this, Tyler.
It is Football Friday here, but the Astros do have they're all getting big here late, a big series tonight, and you know what night it is. You know what night it is. It's that man. It's Kikuchi night. It's Kikuchi night. It's Kikuchi night, and we will talk about our guy Yusei Kikuchi coming up next.
I love Kikuchi!
Tonight is Kikuchi night!
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Big City Wings and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, I see some folks coming in. Some guys like to travel with us coming in. We appreciate everybody coming in. Remember, 5 o'clock hour, sign your name, put your name in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win a $50 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll be doing that in the 5 o'clock hour, so hang in, stay with us. Again, we're at Big City Wings here in Katy. Come hang on out with us. This is a big spot, and I'm telling you, if I didn't have to go to the Sugar Land Space Cowboys game tonight because my son's singing a national anthem, which I'm sure there are many of you listening who your kids probably singing a national anthem because there's going to be about 150 third, fourth, and fifth graders out there singing the national anthem. If I had to go there, man, I could see myself parking it up at this bar. I saw some frozen drinks back there, so you know that's right down my alley. I could have myself a good time watching KU
To be fair, I ain't never seen a bar I couldn't belly up to.
No, I've seen a couple. I've seen a couple. No, but or the Astros who get started tonight. You can watch that game here. And as you heard coming in, it is Kikuchi night. You say Kikuchi gets the start tonight. I ain't heard that. That's nice. If you could string that together with our friend Kikuchi, that would be that. Like if you could back. Like, back that up together.
I'm on it.
You say, Kikuchi! Like, that would, like, that combination, that would be. Gotta get it tighter. We'll figure that out. I think you got to do some work to get that.
I can't do much there just because I got some music going, so it comes in a little lighter.
You might be able to. I mean, you may have to come around and just completely put that together.
Oh yeah, I will.
And make
I will.
That could work right there. That's two different aggressive passionate spots coming through. But he pitches tonight, Clint, and he has been maybe the best trade pickup of any team in Major League Baseball. What he has done for this rotation, the staff, and you can argue he's been right there as good. If Framber wasn't his team and Hunter Brown wasn't his team, I mean, he's pitched as well as they have, to be honest. And he goes tonight, and I want to throw this question out to you and the people. 713-572-4610. You can text it. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, as you're always involved. Right now, is it clear? Is it clear cut that Kikuchi is the number three starter?
For me,
it's clear cut. If you go into a postseason
today
series, if as it started, you would face the Astros, would face the Minnesota Twins. He would get one of those three starts.
Yes.
And yeah. that's with Ronel, Verlander, Arrighetti. He'd get one of those three starts.
Yeah, he would. For me, he would. I think. You got a left. You got a power pitching left hander that you can mix in there. Obviously, we know who Fromber is, and then you got Big Hunter Brown. I don't know. I don't know. Look, you can't go wrong with Ronel Blanco, given what he's done. And to be honest with you, I don't know that you can go wrong with Spencer Arrighetti. But to me, when I look at those three guys, JV right now, I can't lean into that. Sorry, I know some folks can, but I can't lean into that. JV's not pitching one of the three games in the wild card if it's me right now. It's Ronel Blanco, Spencer Arrighetti, and Kikuchi. And other than the fact that I just love for them to say his name 42 times on TV when the Astros are playing, and it still does something for me. I think Kikuchi has the nod there for me.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with it. Honest to God, there is a case to be made that, like, these three guys, Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, and Kikuchi, since the trade deadline, have been the best pitchers in the American League. I think so, too. I'm seeing people from the text line saying, yes, Kikuchi, give me Kikuchi. I don't know if they mean that because they want him to
they
be the third
one. Say it.
Or they just want to say,
give me Kikuchi. Hey, I can relate.
Everybody wants it.
Who would you say, if he's the third, because I think I'm with you, for me, and I feel bad for it, it's just because of his experience and what the manager has already said, but I would think, I guess right now, Arrighetti would be the closest.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That you would say, well, like, if it wasn't Kikuchi, it'd be Arrighetti right now. Even though Ronel Blanco has been more consistent throughout the year, I think clearly since he's been in the bullpen before, I think that's a route that they would go. But Arrighetti, I think for some, for me, I am one of the ones you're talking about that is still potentially holding out the, hey, I don't know about JV yet. I need to see another start from JV yet, but Arrighetti would probably be the guy that's the closest. Our guy here on the text line said it would be Arrighetti that he would go with over Kikuchi. So I don't know about that. We'll see what he does tonight. But if he continues to roll through like this, it'll be hard to take it from him. So from the text line, Verlander can be on the roster as morale and clubhouse guy, but he isn't the guy anymore. Damn, man. I mean, he could at least, at the very least, come in and piggyback with somebody if that's the case. Maybe he doesn't get the start. Honest to God, especially hearing Dana Brown earlier this week on the sisters, on their flagship. I think Justin Verlander most definitely still has a chance to get a start. I think he does too.
He
mentioned your favorite, the back of the baseball card.
Oh yeah, here we go. Yeah, that's always safe. When you got to start making those kind of mentions, it's never a good thing. But yeah, look. I think what you want to talk about Verlander, the experience, the veteran, the respect that's there. He deserves to see this thing through, obviously. And if over the next three starts, if he can turn the corner a little bit and get back to pitching with some confidence and ultimately going out there and giving you six solid innings, a quality start possibly, then, to me, it's a no-brainer at that point in time. But he's got a long way to go. Based on his last couple of outings, he's got a long way to go to get there.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what else he's got?
What?
Short time.
Short time.
Long way to go in a short time to get, baby, there. What
three
move
starts,
is that?
Man. I don't know.
Tyler, you got it?
Going to 67.
We're going to do They Say It Can't Be Done.
Smoking the Bandit.
Oh, yeah. I had that one. All right, that was our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Coming up, let's not overlook some of the things that happened last Sunday to the Texans and make sure that is something that doesn't happen again on Sunday, because it is completely possible. That's coming up next.
You say, I
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Big City Wings and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's it right there, Tyler. That's a good mashup.
You like that?
There. That's it. That's a good mashup. That's a good mashup there. It's starting to seem like some people are starting to get off work. Some people are starting to come on in. My man over here, the whole group, they got big beers. Go ahead and get you. There you go. There you go. Still letting you know, Tyler, there are some damn stairs in that damn place.
Yeah, I was thinking of like an actual like staircase, but he was right. I was wrong. Yeah, I forgot about the little stoop out there.
Yeah, he came through. But we are live here, Big City Wings, out here in Katy. Come on out, right off 99. Come on out. Have a good time. Hang out with us. Your chance coming up in the next hour. $50 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. You can win that here. And listen up. And if you are in the building and you have not gone and used that QR code to be a part of that amazing $1,000 prize pack, and it involves you coming to check out a game, not just a game, but Christmas Day game in our suite, Clint, up at the stadium against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, the ultimate tailgate prize pack brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. is what you're registering for. Hit that QR code at the front door. I think there's a couple of little flyers going around the building as well. Hit that QR code, register. It's a $1,000 gift card from Academy that you can do whatever the hell you want to with. And then it's a pair of tickets in our suite, which is the second largest suite at NRG Stadium, the Odyssey Suite, the Sports Radio 610 Suite. We'll all be in the building. You can hang with us. You can hang with our staff. It's a lot cooler than we are, so I'm probably a lot better looking as well, so you might want to go that route. But either way it goes, it's a big suite. We'll all be there. You can bring whoever the hell you want to bring. But all you got to do is stop by, hit that QR code, register, and who knows? You may be the next lucky winner right there. So Academy Sports and Outdoors, big shout-out to them for making that possible.
Yeah, big one. And listen, it's right there. There's one at the table here, but there's one at the door. As soon as you walk in, you cannot miss it. Ma'am, go ahead. You can get it. You can be a part of that. She heard that. She said, let me get that. Let me hit that QR code. Go ahead and do that. Get it in there, man. I know you want to come watch that game with us, see Lamar and company against your Houston Texans. So a lot to get through here as we are here on this Football Friday, enjoying ourselves, Clint. And I know for you, I know it was big for you to look at some things that we shouldn't overlook. And I know you've watched the film even more. And I think a big thing coming out of this thing were some issues that the Texans want to clean up.
Yeah, this game. Look, I think, and I've expanded since we did this, Ron, so bear with me a little bit. I've expanded my thoughts here. Imagine that, right? But I think, number one, the secondary is still a concern. The secondary is still a spot where we got to keep an eye on. We can't get too far out over our skis with this secondary. We talked about Jimmy Ward throughout the week. I mean, Jimmy Ward wasn't just outdueled for jump balls in the secondary and outran in quarters coverage, which I saw, and I thought not a major deal. When you watch the film, he's out of position. He's getting ran by. Eric Murray was out of position in one that on the big touchdown out the back gate on the dig route that they scored a touchdown on late in that ball game. So the safety position in general was I think not good in that game. And D'Amico Ryans, I'm sure, has had a come to Jesus meeting with those guys. Kalen Bullock is there. Obviously, he can spell one, either Eric Murray or Jimmy Ward, but he can't spell both of them. And so,
because they like playing all three of them, they like playing Petrie, yeah, and Murray and Ward out there all at once.
Yeah, and look, I mean, when it's all said and done, Kalen Bullock played 50-some-odd% of the snaps. I could see him playing 70+ this week, given how Jimmy Ward and Eric Murray played last week. Not a major ordeal. I'm not saying anybody's getting benched or anybody just was awful. But I think there is D'Amico Ryans has got a little bit of a pet peeve, and that's in the secondary. If you can't just simply be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there, I think there's a really good chance you're going to end up on the sideline by him. So watch that dynamic at safety. Jimmy Ward, Eric Murray, Kalen Bullock. I could see Kalen Bullock snaps going way up this week in particular. But they did not play well last week. They gave up too many big plays, and it was not as innocent as I made it sound in the post game and leading up until I watched the film. It was a lot worse than I thought at the safety position. The second thing in the secondary is we can't ignore in victory what we wouldn't in defeat. Lassiter got beat deep, and it would have been a big problem had Anthony Richardson thrown a more accurate ball on the double move. Now, it was a double move. I think that's how teams are going to attack Kamari Lassiter. And so he's got to be better than that at the cornerback position. If Anthony Richardson throws that ball and throws it well and it ends up a touchdown, even if the Texans still win the football game, we're talking about Kamari Lassiter in a little different light of, see, I told you. See, he got ran by. He got double moved. He's a young corner. And he's got to be better than that. So that secondary's got some problems that we've got to keep our eyes on. And then Ron, inside that,
real quick with the secondary.
Okay.
After watching it didn't feel like just the first game.
It felt like
this is more than just some mistakes. This is something it's concerning.
It's concerning. It's why D'Amico Ryans. It's why D'Amico Ryans. In his every presser he had this week was mentioned, we got to be better in the secondary. It's unacceptable. You can't; those things can't happen. And I think he was absolutely being generous, because when you go back and watch the film, exactly what we saw Eric Murray do And exactly what we saw Jimmy Ward do is what got Jalen Petrie's ass on the sideline last year. And if it can happen to Jalen Petrie when there's not a Kalen Bullock there, you know, breathing down his throat, then it can damn sure happen to Jimmy Ward and Eric Murray when 21 Kalen Bullock is back there. So I just look, I don't think anything's going to be crazy. It was one game, but Kalen Bullock's going to get more run this week, I think, than he did last week. And I just don't, I mean, I don't think it was first game jitters. I think if you look at Kamari Lassiter,
you thought it more what your concern was walking in.
Well, they never really had a chance to just flat run by him. It was a double move. Good corners, really good corners, get beat with double moves. So I'm not banging on Kamari Lassiter. I'm just telling you, in that situation with a 10-point lead and you're playing cushion, you can't jump a route underneath and chance getting beat over the top for a touchdown. You just can't do it. He's got to be better. So, I mean, literally, we're an accurate throw away from going, hey, man, is Kamari Lassiter really that dude at corner? Should Kamari Lassiter really been given that spot? The only one that screwed up in a similar way is Derek Stingley Jr., and I'm not concerned with Derek. You ain't going to do nothing about Derek Stingley Jr. He's going to be one of the best corners in the league any way you slice it. So he's untouchable when it comes to game-to-game evaluation. So there's no sense in even wasting breath talking about Derek Stingley's mistakes.
Yeah, I know you said up front, through in the middle of that, that's something you've been talking about it this week. You think the Bears could take advantage there?
Well, we talked about it earlier in the week, man, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but there's no doubt about it that the defensive front, really everybody with the exception of Will Anderson, but let's talk about the inside interior defensive tackles. They got lucky that the Colts only had four snaps early in the second half, and that game was a double digit lead for the Texans multiple times, so they had to throw the football. They felt like they had to force the ball down the field. If they wouldn't have, I'm telling you, inside that offensive line, which is one of the more physical offensive lines in the game, I'm not saying the Bears are the same offensive line, but they were folding up them interior defensive tackles a couple of different times. And so, again, not a major ordeal, not condemning anybody, not benching anybody, but when it's all said and done, keep an eye on it this week. If the Bears are able to run the football downhill, then we're gonna have some conversations come Monday about that interior defense.
Yeah, especially what they did last week, what the Bears did last week.
Yeah,
and they couldn't, you know, they couldn't really muster up anything in the run game. Yeah, I would hope that this defense up front is able to where it's not something that is so noticeable for us that we come in here.
It's one thing for the Indianapolis Colts offensive line to fold you. That's going to happen. I don't care how good a defensive line
is. Up there is something else.
Them dudes in the middle, them dudes in Indy are different animals now. They're going to fold you up from time to time. So I don't want to overreact. But if the Bears go in there and the Bears are able to do that, the Bears offensive line is able to get really good push up front.
Now, that may be a problem moving forward.
Absolutely. That's the key. It's not about this one game. I think you'll overcome it. I think you're the better football team. But that in a vacuum, if we come in Monday and that was a problem in this game, then we've got to look at it as now it's not just a concern. It's a reality.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's not overlook. Those were, especially defensively, especially the big plays, those were the big ones. I mean, if you look at it, I know the way that D'Amico and Matt Burke will look at it is, yeah, there were at least five big play opportunities, and they made three of them work, and two of them they should have made work.
They missed the easiest ones.
Yeah, the two, you're right. The three that they got,
you missed the layups,
were the hard ones. It was the layups and the dunks is what they missed there. All right, we are live here. And people are starting to fall in. And go ahead, man. Get you a beer. Have you a drink. And get you some food, man. And have yourself a good time out here. Also, make sure, as we said, put your name in that raffle box coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Your chance to win a $50 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. So stay tuned for that coming up if you're in the building. As we move forward, a little 5 o'clock fire, a lot to get to. The Bears and the Texans injury reports are out. There are some important and key names on there. We'll give you the latest on that. Kikuchi's on the mound tonight as they try to extend their lead over the Mariners in the West as well. And big news last night with the Dolphins game with Tua We'll give the latest and our thoughts on that as well as we continue to roll here, right here live on a Football Friday on The Drive.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.